Welcome to Creating Wealth with Jason Hartman. During this program, Jason is going to tell you some really exciting things that you probably haven't thought of before, and a new slant on investing. Fresh new approaches to America's best investment that will enable you to create more wealth and happiness than you ever thought possible. Jason is a genuine, self-made multimillionaire who not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. He's been a successful investor for 20 years and currently owns properties in 11 states and 17 cities. This program will help you follow in Jason's footsteps on the road to financial freedom. You really can do it. And now, here's your host, Jason Hartman, with the complete solution for real estate investors.
Welcome to the Creating Wealth Show. This is episode number 169. And by the way, 170 is already recorded and you're really going to like it. Remember, every 10th show we talk about a non-financial topic that always relates back to finance in some way because it's about the holistic approach to living well, living successfully. That's what the Creating Wealth Show is here to help everybody with. So today we are going to talk with a rather amazing person, and he's kind of a master of internet marketing and affiliate marketing. So this show will not be about our usual real estate investment topic. Again, we always want to create income through easy home-based, internet-based business opportunities, and then create wealth through real estate. So a lot of good things here. Today we'll talk with Yannick Silver, who is a huge guru in terms of internet marketing, especially affiliate marketing. So we're going to learn a lot from that today. But before we go to that, let me mention a couple of really cool investment properties that we have on our website. You can see those at jasonhartman.com. And you can also order Yannick Silver's products at jasonhartman.com with some special bonuses. Remember, any of the guests we have on the show where we set up an affiliate relationship with them, we offer some special bonuses only through our website at jasonhartman.com. So if you find them directly online, again, you won't get the special bonuses. So be sure to go to jasonhartman.com for that. And let me tell you about a couple of properties before the interview, and then we will go into Yannick Silver talking about fantastic internet and affiliate marketing opportunities. So let me talk to you for just a moment about one of our stable, dependable, boring markets, one of those markets that just sort of never really makes the headlines, but our clients have nice experiences there, and that is good old Indianapolis. We've been in that market for many years now, and as far as a cash flow market, where we call this the income property bond, think of it like a bond, where you can earn junk bond rates with very, very low risk investments and a possible good upside when the market turns around eventually. So let me give you an example of this. I'll just give you three property examples real quickly. The first one, 1,800 square feet, built in 2000. So again, very new. Only $43 per square foot. Now listen to this. It will take about $36,800 to acquire this property with rehab costs and everything. And your cash flow is projected at $4,564 per year. Folks, that is a 12% cash on cash return. 12% cash on cash return. What are you getting in the bank? 1%? This is 12 times better just from a cash on cash return perspective if the property never appreciates, if you never get any tax benefits. That's just pure cash on cash. Now, the total return on investment here is projected at 23%. So think about that. You put in $36,800. You get back your first year a projected $4,564 for a 12% cash on cash return. That is unbelievable. It's amazing. One more. Here's one built in 2000, 1,300 square feet, $69,000 price, just over $29,000 to acquire the property all in. Cash return the first year projected at $2,855, 10% cash on cash return projection, overall ROI 21% is the projection there. Look at this one. This is built in 2000, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500 square feet. It'll take you just over $30,000 to buy the property. You'll be paying $46 per square foot. This is a good-looking property. I'm looking at the picture right now. And your projected cash the first year is $3,149 on a $30,000 investment. That's a 10% cash on cash return and overall ROI projected at 22%. It is unbelievable. This is an income property bond. It's like a savings account. And in the future, property appreciates. Who knows what'll happen? You could do a whole lot better than that. We're not even considering any tax benefits there. Be sure to join us for our Creating Wealth event on the 22nd of May. It's in Newport Beach at the Marriott Hotel. This is kind of a resort hotel called the Bayview Marriott. Really, really nice. And that'll be Saturday the 22nd. Also, be sure you are a member of our text club because I want to say congratulations. We had some winners who got into that event for free because they joined the text club. And that is a $300 value. So remember to join the text club. You want to text from your cell phone 411-247. That's 411-247. Keyword Jason. Put a space. Put your first name and another space. Put your email address. And you will be in our text club where we offer all kinds of great specials. And remember, show number 170 is next. And you'll really like my interview for that. I've been dying to publish it. But we couldn't publish that interview with Jim Wendling because we have to wait for it to be every 10th show. And we got a lot of other great shows coming up in the 170s as well. Here is internet marketing guru, affiliate marketing guru, Yannick Silver, talk about creating income for yourself. And again, we've got a lot of his special products offered at the jasonhartman.com store, and you get some nice extra bonuses when you order them through us. And we'll have the interview in less than 60 seconds.
If you want to be a successful investor, you need to learn the truth about where to invest and how to create wealth from someone who does it successfully every day. Jason Hartman. Thousands of people are growing wealthy by pulling their money out of the stock market and putting it into what has been proven year after year to be history's best investment, rental property. And Jason has developed the Creating Wealth Bootcamp. 9 hours of intensive real estate training coming to Costa Mesa, California, Saturday, May 22nd, from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll learn exactly what steps to take to begin investing in rental properties the moment you walk out the door. And it's not a bunch of esoteric theory either, just a simple, repeatable, conservative approach that can make you very wealthy. The Creating Wealth Bootcamp, just $297. Register today at www.jasonhartman.com.
It's my pleasure to have Yannick Silver on the show. He is an internet marketing guru. He does web copywriting, sales letters, email marketing, affiliate programs, online profits, all kinds of stuff. So we're going to sort of talk about that whole big picture and just kind of get into how you can make more money online. Yannick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jason.
It's good to have you. Tell us a little bit about your background, if you would, real quickly, and then let's dive into the topics.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, we're just discussing before we start recording, my family is from Russia and came over here when I was 2.5. So I think I kind of got my entrepreneurial start from my dad, who, like, you hear a lot of immigrant success stories. So he came over with $256 in his pocket and not much command of the English language and built a small seven-figure medical equipment sales and service company. And growing up in a family business, you basically have to do everything and whatever odd job your dad assigns you. And so when I was 14 years old, I started telemarketing for latex gloves and calling on my own leads and doing all the sales myself. And at that point, I totally, absolutely hated it and didn't realize I was getting a great education in sales and marketing from an early age. And when I was 16 years old, I had my driver's license. My dad basically kicked me out the door and was like, oh, go make some sales. And so I was cold calling on these docs and realized that there could be a better way. And that's when I kind of learned about direct response marketing. And so then I started just learning and studying everything I possibly could on this idea of direct response marketing. And when I was about 17 or 18, I'd be writing these ads that, you know, to my dad, would look like these really long ads and nobody's going to read anything like that. And we ended up selling a bunch of equipment and supplies from the ads when before it was all face-to-face and toe-to-toe selling. So that was really my first exposure to using marketing tools and using leverage instead of doing it the old-fashioned way of beating your head against the door.
So at what year did you sort of get online, Yannick, and start marketing online?
I thought I was kind of late to the game, and which was in 2000. And I literally was working, still working with my dad's business, and kind of noticed these people have with these interesting websites that were really just sales letters. So I'm like, huh, I know how to do that, you know, from doing it for years now at that point. And I saw these people selling information online, selling content. I'm like, wow, that's a great model where they just simply collect credit cards and then you can download the product right off of the person's website. I'm like, wow, I could probably do that. And I always think that your questions dictate your answers. And so I posed a question to myself, and the question was somewhere along the lines of how do I create a fully automatic website that makes me money while I sleep, is an incredible value to people, and is not just an ebook. So I wanted something to differentiate me even at that point. And literally 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with this idea for instant sales letters and tapped my wife on the shoulder. I'm like, bitch, wake up. I got this great idea. And she's like, oh God, please go back to bed. But I did the one thing that most people don't do, and I actually got up out of bed, took action, registered the domain name, and got to work on it right there. And so that was my first kind of foray into online marketing. And, well, within the first month, we were doing $1,800 a month with these little sales letter templates. Within 3 months, it was up to, I think, like $7,800 a month. And then by the fourth month, we're on track to do six figures. I think it was like $92 or $9,400 that fourth month. And that's when people started asking me, wow, how'd you do that? And can you teach me what you just did?
And so you grew pretty quickly with the online sales letter stuff, right?
Right.
And then where did it go from there?
And that is actually still, believe it or not, I'm still a six-figure business, even 9-10 years now down the road, which is kind of funny.
That's been a real cash cow for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I'm a big believer in what one of my mentors calls creative byproducts. And so you're on the road to do something, and but really a 90-degree shift will bring you somewhere else, which is really truer to your success. And so my original intention was I was going to sell the site for $500,000 to someone like Stamps.com or whoever, which I don't even know if they're still in business, then move on to the next project. And just moving towards that direction, all of a sudden, like I said, people start asking me, how did you do that? What'd you do? And then that kind of launched this other career of teaching people how to make money on the internet based on what I actually did, not just kind of thinking about it or wishing about it or writing about it or studying it, but actually doing it. And so that turned into kind of this next incarnation. And that's really been the path that I've been on for the last, probably for 7 years. And then there's been a new transition after that.
What's the new transition?
It's this new business where I literally took all my passions, which are everything from adventure and unique experiences and philanthropy, hanging out with really smart entrepreneurs and brainstorming and big ideas, and combined it into something I call Maverick Business Adventures. And that's for really high-level, million-dollar-plus business owners, where we take them on unique adventures, combine it with business, and then also teach kids about entrepreneurship. So that's what I've been doing for the last 2.5 years, and that's been really exciting to me.
Generally speaking, I mean, it seems like nowadays everybody wants to be an infopreneur, and it is a great business model. You can deliver products digitally. The problem is everybody's doing it now, and of course that doesn't mean everybody, but there's a heck of a lot more competition than there used to be, and it seems like my email box is just filled with offers for this and for that. And what do you say about that, about the competition, about separating yourself from the competition, and sort of all the big promises made by all these infopreneurs? Maybe we'll get into the new FTC rules as well that just came into effect, but there's a lot going on out there in the infopreneur world.
Absolutely, yeah. And so it's kind of like, I guess, tell two cities is the best of times, is the worst of times. And it was, right now, it's a great opportunity for anyone to get involved in starting up their own online business, because it costs so cheap. There's a ton of tools out there. There's a ton of resources to help you out. But on the flip side, and I try and be a realist, flip side, there are a lot of competitors in pretty much every marketplace out there. And though I look at that a little bit differently than some people do, I look at that as actually a good thing. If I don't see competitors right now in this day and age, because almost every market has been tapped in some way, unless there's new developing markets, you know, like let's say the green marketplace, which really has come along recently in a couple of years, which didn't really exist. But unless there's some sort of new market that's been created, otherwise, there's a lot of competition in there, and it's actually a good thing in a lot of times, which means that prospects out there are spending money. So one of the first things that I do whenever I'm actually looking at a marketplace is I go to Google and, you know, we'll type in, I don't know, let's say parrot training or something like that and type in parrot training and see. I'm hoping that there are 8 spots on the right hand side with ads on there, people bidding for words like parrot training, because that means that other people are buying resources for that, which is a good thing to me. So that means that A, I have potential joint venture partners, potential endorsement partners, and B, I always think about the way to differentiate yourself a lot of times is what I call a big idea or a unique hook. And so you need to do something interesting that either combines successful marketplaces or combines something that it, for instance, one of our Maverick members is a woman named Susan Hill, and she's a fitness trainer. There's tons of information out there on fitness training. And what she did is combine what she does really well, and her hobby was golf, and she created a fitness program for golfers. And so that was a unique twist and a big idea that really helped catapult her into the expert by creating her own category in a way. So that's one of the ways of doing something is taking two marketplaces, combining it together, and now you become the front runner and the person that takes advantage of that first mover positioning. The other way that a lot of times I think about is what can differentiate us. So a good example is our underground online seminar. There's a ton of internet seminars, as you know, Jason. So when I was looking at, you know, we wanted to do our own seminar, why would I want to do something that's just like anybody else and you pretty much have the exact same speakers on the platform and so on? So I decided, well, we're going to bring in real-world people who are making millions of dollars on the internet who don't speak and don't sell how to make money on the internet stuff and let them present. And so that hook has been good enough that it's sold out every year for the last 5 years. And so that's one of the things that I have people think about is how can you go a different direction than where everybody else is going?
So that's good. Go a different direction, be unique, combine things. And I really like, Yannick, your idea of combining things. That's a really cool idea. I think a lot of people listening, though, just to, if we could do like one more little salvo on that, have a problem doing that. And they're thinking, well, how can I do that with my thing? Any other examples or ideas on the sort of the combining thing? Because I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I mean, there's the combining. What you want to do is just kind of find disparate things and bring them together. One of my new tools that I just got that I really like is this thing called a Creative Whack Pack. It's like a $16 deck of cards of 64 cards. And in there, you just pull it out and it would have some sort of question for you. And it would say, I don't know, it says, look to the past as one of them. And then it tells you to think about the past and history or it has a bunch of other things. And so you just start thinking about, okay, what can I combine together? I mean, even this Maverick Business Adventures, the organization that I created, is a combination of separate things. I mean, there's obviously lots of people doing travel and unique experiences. Abercrombie and Kent, I don't know, there's a ton of them out there. There's a lot of business peer-to-peer advisory kind of groups from EO to YPO to Vistage. There's a lot of, obviously, philanthropic groups or even people doing volunteer tourism, but there's nobody that combines all three of those things together. And so now that gives me a unique position.
What else would you like people to know beyond combining things? I think that's a great idea. The key to any entrepreneur is don't be commoditized.
You know, one of them is responsible for what I think is the success for instant sales letters is I call it a fish product. And what that means is, yeah, everyone's heard the saying, if you hand the man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man a fish, you feed him for life. Well, pretty much BS. People want the fish handed to them. And so the closer you can get to delivering things on a silver platter for people, the more likely you are to succeed. So you can take something like, I don't know, let's go back to golf. We were talking about Susan as an example. If you could give them, I don't know, a set of flashcards or something like that literally they could take with them on the course or something for their iPhone that they could bring with them, and it has a video of the proper swing or the proper putting technique. So we get a little bit closer to the fish. Anything that you could literally give people on a silver platter. I'll go back to one of my original businesses when we helped cosmetic surgeons get more patients. I would give them pre-done ads that they could run in their newspaper or local magazines or whatever for different procedures they were performing. So liposuction, laser resurfacing, blepharoplasty, whatever the case is, I would give them the ads that they would run. They could just pop in their own name and make any changes that they wanted. And then I also gave them all the follow-up pieces after that. And that was incredibly successful because as people are just, they're busy. And so the easier we can make it for them to use and consume our product better. So that's another way. Something else that to also think about that helps you differentiate and create a unique hook is unique specificity and time. So I don't know if you've seen this product, Jason, 8-Minute Abs.
Sure I have, yeah.
Yeah, so I had a chance to talk to the developer of that maybe a year ago or 2 years back, and he said literally that name was the thing that sold millions of copies of that. Yeah, I think at that point it was a VHS product. And that was, you know, the name, the specifics around, hey, I got 8 minutes today. I can work on, you know, creating a six-pack ab in 8 minutes. So, you know, anything that you can do that has a specific time frame. My wife has a cookbook here called The Five-Ingredient Cookbook. It's a great example of, you know, everyone's like, wow, you know, most ingredients most recipes are kind of threatening because it's 20 different steps and 18 different ingredients and some really obscure stuff. But, you know, Five-Ingredient Cookbook sounds pretty easy. And that was a nice bestseller. So even something like that is a good way to differentiate yourself. And looking at, you know, something that I take a lot of times before I go play hockey is 5-Hour Energy. This little liquid. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, I use that. Sure.
Little vials, and
that's been a huge success.
It's sold so well because of its name.
Yeah, it sure has. Those are all great ideas. Well, what can people do once they're past the stage? Say they've got the million-dollar idea and they've got their product. What do you think is really the right way to approach their marketing? Websites, squeeze pages. I mean, there is so much depth to this. People in the old days used to think, well, just build a website and the world will beat a path to your door. Well, that's certainly not true. What are sort of the steps and the evolution of an internet business and an internet lifestyle?
Well, you know, one thing that before we get into that, I just want to mention so people don't feel threatened is I literally consider myself a computer dunce. I can't put up my own web page if my life depended on it. So don't get hung up on that and feeling like you have to learn all the mechanics behind it because there's lots of people that you can hire to do all the things that I'm about to describe. But there are a whole lot of moving parts to it, and it all depends on how complicated you want to make it. I like breaking things down to formulas and keeping things as simple as possible. And so the simplest formula is that you have a compelling product or service. So we talked a little bit about that, how to create the big idea, the big hook, and create that more compelling product or service. And then you need some way of driving traffic to whatever is our sales mechanism. And our sales mechanism a lot of times is going to be a website. And then you want to create the website so that it either captures prospects' opt-in details or it actually gets them to reach into their pocket and grab their wallet and pay you. So, you know, those are really, if you break it down, the three big main areas that you should think about. And then as you're exploring what to do to make your web business and your business itself better, just think about how it relates to those three. So the first thing is building a very simple, doesn't have to be anything really fancy. I mean, I've really been impressed with what people have done with the WordPress platform, which is a blogging platform.
Yeah, that's so universal.
The thing that I like about WordPress is that, A, there's a ton of themes out there for it, which means that there's a ton of different looks for it. B, it's pretty simple to update. I mean, I use a WordPress blog, but we don't use it for what I'm about to describe, but it's pretty easy to update, maintain. I mean, even I can go in there, and if you can kind of copy and paste and type, you can do a lot of the stuff that's required. So I would put up a WordPress page and then have a very specific reason for the page. What do you want people to do when they hit there? Do you want it to be a bunch of different articles that give you more authority and credibility and then gets people to join a mailing list that you build a longer-term relationship with them? Do you want it to be simply a page where they give you, like you mentioned, Jason, a squeeze page, which is just a page where there's pretty much nothing else to do except give me a name and an email address or sometimes more details and exchange for something else? So you know, I think information is one of the best things we can do out there. That's an easy way to capture people's information. And this is for whatever product or service that you're selling. It doesn't matter if you are going to be selling an info product or not, but you could easily create, you know, like what I had even going back 10, 11 years when I was working with cosmetic surgeons, I would have them have a report, you know, everything you need to know about liposuction. And that was their bribe, essentially, their ethical bribe to get people to raise their hands and say, yeah, I'd like this. And so that could be on the page, and that's it, with a couple bullet points and that's, you know, maybe a couple before and after shots, and that's about it for that squeeze page. And that is in its simplistic form, an easy way to get going, and then the next page is going to be selling whatever it is next in the process of your sales sequence. But you then have to figure out, you need to study a little bit about, or hire someone that is a copywriter, because you want to make it in a way that's compelling. I mean, we don't have time to cover a lot of copywriting techniques, but it's well worth exploring and thinking about it, where it's just like you and I sitting down over a beer and talking about what's so great about my product or service, and then doing it in that sort of straightforward manner, and that's gonna get you a lot more sales than trying to be all advertisees and being, I don't know, using highfalutin advertising language or over the top super hype, but just having that thought process in your head about you and I sitting down over a beer and discussing what makes this good.
Thank you for listening to the Creating Wealth Show. This is Jason Hartman, your host, and we appreciate you following the show. We have many, many episodes, hundreds of episodes, and some of the older episodes have been archived and placed in our members section, and that applies to this one. So we include a sample that's about 25 minutes long, and then for the rest of the show, you can go to our members section at jasonhartman.com. Many of the other shows are still in their full-length, complete version. However, some of the shows, like this one, are in our members section, where you can hear the show in its entirety. And again, you just need to go to jasonhartman.com and you can get the full show there in the members section, plus a whole bunch of other great members benefits and resources, whether it be documents, forms, contracts, articles, other video and audio content. Just a great resource. So be sure to join as a member at jasonhartman.com. And thanks again for listening to the Creating Wealth Show.
This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.